Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Palmer. Kelly moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Horta steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Horta moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent throws to second for one, and Orta throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Grich scores. Robinson moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Blair strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball towards center. Henderson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Henderson. Davis scores. Grich goes all the way around to score. May moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan strikes out. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Gritch moves to second. It's 7-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Hairston moves to third. 1 out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 7-2, Orioles. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Varney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Varney reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Moses now playing first base. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Melton reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4 Orioles. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Varney hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With four walks. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Tony Muser pinch runs for Lime. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grich scores. Muser moves to second. It's 9-4, Orioles. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Duncan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field. Hairston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hairston. Muser scores. Robinson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. It's 10-4, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bellinger scores. It's 12-4, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Tim Nordbrook now playing second base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Orioles. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-6, Orioles. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Dyer Miller now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 4 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nordbrook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.